This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The White House today unveiled its official response to last week's mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. President Obama says by January, he'll have concrete proposals to send to Congress aimed at reducing gun violence in this country. Vice President Joe Biden will lead the effort, which the president says will not be business as usual.
This is not some Washington commission. This is not something where folks are going to be studying the issue for 6 months and publishing a report that gets read and then pushed aside. This is a team that has a very specific task to pull together real reforms right now.
Likely on the table, reinstating a ban on assault weapons, for one. One thing that's not happening, however, a decrease in gun sales since Newtown. They've spiked. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Adam Allington reports, the trend extends beyond firearms.
Under normal circumstances, you might confuse the rush of customers at Mid-America Arms in South St. Louis as Christmas shoppers. But not so, says owner Mark Campbell.
It's been one of our best days in the history of 13 years, but not for the right reasons.
Gesturing to his depleted shelves, Campbell says many of the customers are buying ahead of what is expected to be a ban on certain types of weapons.
The walls pretty much picked through any type of paramilitary rifle. We're down to just a few now.
Also completely sold out, most high-capacity magazines, like the 30-round clips used in the Newtown massacre. Shopper Mike Charleville says he feels like he's running out of time.
I just read today on MSN that Bloomberg in New York, he's got his flags waving and he's all for all kinds of gun control. And I think that our liberties are going to be taken away before too long.
Likewise, Jeff Neighbor said he'd planned on saving his money for a new truck, but the events in Newtown changed his mind.
I had some magazines that I was planning on buying, but after that happened, I thought, boy, I better not wait another week.
Legislation expected to be reintroduced in January would ban clips of more than 10 rounds. And while the market for magazines and clips only accounts for a tiny fraction of the total gun industry, their continued use in mass murders means their shelf life may be quickly shrinking to zero. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.